Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Our runners up include an NFL quarterback.
Kirk Cousins tweeted out to the Minnesota Vikings fans, "Hey, I'd love to give away some signed footballs, jerseys, or mini helmets, or whatever you want." And he left other open. And people started saying, "Well, how about the $84 million we paid you and you didn't give us any playoff games?"
Start with that.
He didn't see it backfiring like that.
Then we got Stanley from Thomasville, North Carolina. Stanley's girlfriend had to go into town to go to Liberty Tax Service to get her taxes done. So she's into the Liberty Tax Service getting her stuff done, and Stanley's got nothing to do but to twiddle his thumbs. So Stanley decides to go across the street to the Wells Fargo and rob the bank and then bring the loot back to the Liberty Tax Service.
When you go to jail and you're making 39 cents a day, do they still tax that?
But our 930 knucklehead winner is a woman who did something stupid from 40 floors up and then posted it online.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
Yeah, as soon as this thing hit online, it started on Instagram, and then it started going from there. And the 19-year-old, who on Saturday in Toronto, decided to videotape herself throwing chairs off the 45th floor of a condo building at 10 in the morning on Saturday, just raining chairs down on the sidewalk and cars and stuff like that. Luckily, nobody was hurt, but after the after people just started, you know, posting the video and looking for her, she turned herself into Canadian police on Wednesday morning, and she's facing a whole host of crazy charges.
How many Molsons must she have had to do that and then decide, hey, this, I
hey,
need to
look
put
at this. This is fun.
And I need to post this on social media. Everybody needs to see this. Our 930 Knucklehead winner, she could be in the running for Knucklehead of the Week. We'll be getting your votes on that tomorrow morning. Thank you to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.